welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be on listen only until the question and answer session of today's conference. As a reminder, the conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to our first speaker, Mr. Jeff Barnett. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Before we get into the actual content, I just wanted to do a little bit of positioning of why we, and I do want to thank everyone for taking time out to join this call, but a little bit about why we are hosting this topic so late here in December. We introduced a new offering called Systems Director Storage Control, and it was part of the overall big storage launch in support of the StoreWise V7000. Since we've gotten a lot of questions on positioning with TPC, wanted to cover the topic and especially cover the positioning so that you all are well-versed in the topic as you engage with your clients. So with that, let me do a brief introduction. I'm Jeff Barnett. I'm with the STG System Software team. I'm a product line manager focused on storage, and that has two angles. One is I work very closely with the director team on the future storage management capabilities and integration with TPC, and I also work with the extended storage software team, both within STG and Tivoli, on greater value and integration across the portfolio. So with that, let's go ahead and jump into the topics. I'll skip slide two, which just goes over what we're covering, and jump into the meat. I'm going to highlight some of the client problems. A lot of this is not new news, so I'll go through this kind of front matter rather quickly and move into an overview of the capability as well as positioning. But you know, if you look through the client problems, typical things, cost and complexity, managing storage and managing your storage in the context of your server and network infrastructure. And, of course, IT groups are continuously being asked to do more with less. And for smaller organizations, this typically means managing aspects across server storage and network infrastructure. If you move to slide four and we talk about today's environment, our historical capabilities within Director and Tivoli Productivity Center have been mostly siloed around a focus on servers, in the case of Director, or storage internal to servers, also with Director, and storage with Tivoli Productivity Center. Now, for many large organizations that are highly optimized, that model is fine, but what we're seeing is that with organizations that are smaller, where somebody may be a, I'll call it a jack of all trades, they need to actually manage across server and storage as well as network. And so the current model, creates, additional skills and training to learn multiple tools instead of one. In addition, in even in larger organizations, the groups, server management folks, network management folks, storage management folks, they need to work more and more together in order to implement automation solutions based on virtualization and cloud concepts, which require the integration of server storage and network management. So even in the larger groups, there's the need to integrate. Slide five just gives some background on opportunity. We recently completed a pretty massive client survey, about 2,000 clients worldwide. And one of the key questions we asked was, was it a priority for clients to implement an integrated or single solution around server storage network management? And 40% of the clients responded that this was a very high priority, both across mid-market and large enterprise. We had asked this exact same question 2 years ago, and it was 30%, so we see an increase. And we think some of the reason for this I alluded to earlier, and there's a little bit of an IDC quote from a recent virtualization maturity study, and they again point out that leveraging virtualization as a value is inhibited today without, you know, the ability to integrate across management tools. So again, you know, just some of the background that led up to the rationale in creating this offering. And then finally, you'll see that I'll emphasize the positioning of the actual storage control, the director storage control offering, is towards more of a mid-market client, and this very well aligns and actually was co-developed along with StoreWise V7000. And I'm just reminding you all that, you know, this is a fast and growing element of the storage marketplace from a storage hardware perspective that this offering is aligned with. And in fact, a little tidbit is it was actually funded out of the StoreWise V7000 effort. So with that background, let's introduce a little bit about what this is and how it fits with the director portfolio. Then later on, I'll talk about how it's positioned overall with the rest of the TPC portfolio. So slide 7 shows the director family. And, you know, without getting into a lot of detail, you know, the director-based capability is, you know, highly focused on managing IBM servers. There's a number of plugins that add additional value, like virtualization management through VM control, energy management through Active Energy Manager, network management through network control. The new capability is storage control, and it extends the management capabilities of Systems Director to manage external storage arrays and as well as network switches, and we'll get into details in a few slides. This is based on 100% based on technology from TPC. So this was a co-developed capability developed in parallel and with a primary target of supporting the StoreWise V7000. This is a priced plug-in to Director. And so let's move to the next slide and get a little more detail. So I'm on slide 8 now. So let's start with the target customer. As I alluded to earlier, this is aligned with the StoreWise V7000 and a mid-market or smaller large enterprise client with a small administration team that's responsible for managing storage as well as servers. The idea here is that with a single tool that leverages both the TPC technology and the Director user interface, we could provide end-to-end management through a common UI and a single server, single management server deployment, the end-to-end management of server and storage infrastructure. Obviously, you know, some of the benefits of that are less skills, you know, learn one interface, less overhead cost associated with developing skills, as well as deploying the solution, given that a single management server is required, you know, instead of multiple servers. Now, some of the key capabilities are a common management interface for storage along with your server and network management, the extension to Director on the amount of storage management capability across most of IBM's mid-range and high-end storage systems, single management system deployment, and then relative to the technology leverage from TPC, while this is a new offering for the Director family, and it's really an integration between the Director family and the TPC family, because it's based on, you know, the same technology that's in TPC, it's robust day one. So while it's, you know, first release, it's, you know, based on that technology. And in fact, we refer to it as version 4.2.1, which is the same version, latest version level for TPC. And then one other note, and we'll get into a little bit more detail, is not only does this extend the, I'll call it, more physical platform management of Base Director, but it's also exploited by VM Control and its storage virtualization functionality. So let's move to slide 9 and talk a bit about StoreWise V7000. So as I mentioned earlier, this technology was funded and co-developed in parallel with StoreWise V7000 with the same target audience. Now, I know you all probably have seen a lot on the StoreWise V7000, so, you know, I won't repeat it, but, you know, this offering is a very hot offering for the mid-market client set. And what the product leaders for the StoreWise V7000 wanted to achieve with the storage control is for the first time to have value in leveraging IBM servers with IBM storage, and to get that value through the director and the storage control plugin, in that if you're managing, if a client has both IBM servers and the StoreWise V7000, they can leverage one management tool to manage across those environments with, you know, single user interface. And I should point out that the storage control is included in the StoreWise V7000 configurator. So let's move to slide 10 and talk a little bit more about the capabilities of the storage control. So again, this is a plugin to Director. It's, you know, a priced plugin. We'll talk about, you know, the details of its pricing later. Director had some base storage management capability historically. Part of that was managing storage within the servers, but it also managed some of the lower-end LSI-based products, as you can see in the lower right-hand corner. The way to read this slide is the items in black are things that have historically been supported by Director. All the items in blue are the new devices. So storage control extends the management to Brocade switches, the IBM SAN volume controller, StoreWise V7000, as well as the DS8000, you know, range of products. And again, it provides, you know, integrated management to do discovery, inventory, alerting, monitoring, configuration, and provisioning. And as I mentioned earlier, it also extends the value of VM control for integrated virtualization management, the image repository, which means storage to store, you know, virtual images, integrated system pools within the VM control environment. There's the notion of server and storage pools. So, of course, it can create those pools across the devices that storage control is able to manage. And then, of course, you can take group actions across the pools and set policies. So let's move to the next slide. There's actually a series of slides here that cover the user experience. I'll just highlight these a bit, you know, just to give you a sense. But on slide 11, this shows the primary user interface to get to various functions within Director. One of those is storage management. When you launch into this environment, it shows you an end-to-end view of the different kinds of storage systems that you have, with details, you know, broken down by type. And, you know, then from this, you can drill down and see additional detail. Slide 13 shows a topology view. A great value of integrated storage management within Director is that you can trace and drill down from the topology views from, you know, servers and internal server devices, you know, through networks, you know, to external storage, and then down into, you know, the internal devices associated with external storage. And, of course, if there's an alert or a problem, you can use the relationships to understand the impact of those problems. So let's move to slide 13. That's just another view showing drill down on the StoreWise V7000 and then showing, you know, some of the specifics of that drill down. But let's move to slide 14 and talk about, you know, potential scenario where this integration drives value. So this in this particular example, the administrator has set up an alert when his server is running out of space. And then from that alert, the administrator would be able to see, well, what are the storage arrays associated with this server? And, you know, maybe in response to that alert, may go down and resize the volume to alleviate, you know, the potential to run out of space. So let's go ahead and move to the next slide. This is just one more view of the different kind of storage management endpoints that are integrated into this environment. So, again, you can look at internal RAID storage. You can look at external storage. You can drill down into the storage volumes. You can also manage, you know, all SMIS providers. So let's get into the offering specifics on slide 16. This gives a little bit of the background on the specifics of the offering and its pricing and its pricing metrics. So as I mentioned earlier, this is version 4.2.1. That was chosen to be in alignment with TPC. The storage control is offered on a per-server basis. That's the same charge metric as TPC Basic, which is the technology it's based on. It's got an attractive $1,000 U.S. Price point. The license includes the required restricted use DB2 license, and then we've also included upgrade pricing to move into the entire TPC family. And the way we do that is we have an upgrade price from storage control to TPC Basic. A little bit of information on service and support, which is, you know, pretty common. The packaging is, when you order this, all you're getting is a license key. You're able to get the code on the Director download site, and you can try it out for 60 days. After 60 days, some of the functions are limited, and, of course, the license key extends that code or opens that code up so it has no timeout. One point on supported environments is the storage control requires the very latest Systems Director 6.2.1, and we'll talk about that in a little bit later relative to TPC integration. And it also requires that Systems Director be used with IBM DB2. Systems Director can be used with other databases, for example, Oracle or SQL Server. But because this technology is based on TPC and TPC also uses DB2, DB2 is required, and, of course, we've offered it with a restricted use license at no additional charge. Slide 17 gets into a little bit more detail on the DB2 requirement, and probably for today that's not important because we really wanted to focus on positioning. But this chart is really to help out with clients that may be using Director but are not on DB2, and, you know, deals with, you know, offering the restricted use license and that we don't offer any migration tools if they've been using a different database. So if that is the case and they do want to leverage this, they would need to, you know, rediscover their devices and repopulate their database. So with that, let's move to slide 18, which is the first of the positioning slides. This first slide is just around almost the business-as-usual storage management. So if your engagement with clients is really around groups that are doing, you know, deep storage management, then, you know, we have a number of options. The first being, well, they may just use the integrated management capability that comes with a storage array, and as you know, with StoreWise V7000, you know, really slick, easy-to-use interface. if a client needs additional management capability, maybe they want to monitor their performance, then they could use things like TPC for Disk Mid-Range Edition. Again, this is nicely targeted to mid-market clients that, you know, want to move up the value stack. And then for, you know, more complex enterprise management, a client, you know, could use TPC Standard Edition. So this is, you know, several management options when the client is really focused only on the storage aspect. Maybe they're using that environment and they, you know, don't have IBM servers, or are not interested in leveraging a product like Director. Slide 19 gets into integrated management options. And so we have the Systems Director with Storage Control that we just, you know, talked a lot about being positioned for clients that have an environment, you know, typically more mid-market, where administrators have a responsibility across server and storage management. And so with the single UI through Director, the technology based on TPC and Storage Control, they can manage their full range of IBM, you know, servers and most IBM storage devices. A second option, and this, you know, ties back to the Director updated version 6.2.1. When we created the Storage Control function, again based on TPC technology, we also integrated with a full TPC. So what this means is for your larger clients or clients that would like to leverage more advanced TPC functions, so maybe they want the TPC for mid-range edition, but they also like the value of being able to see the storage devices within the Systems Director user interface and being able to get that end-to-end view, this provides, you know, that bigger option of leveraging both products together, but with integration. Slide 20 gets into some more client-facing slides. A lot of these are in the StoreWise V7000 presentations, if you've been to some of the education on those, and it's also in the client-facing deck for the Storage Control that I'll give you the link to later. But this just gives, you know, some talking points to talk to clients about, you know, leveraging the single user interface that comes with StoreWise V7000 or leveraging the TPC functionality, either TPC, you know, for Disk Mid-Range Edition or, you know, all the way up through the full TPC standard. And then the server storage management integrated approach with the two options to leverage it with the more simpler but more tightly integrated Storage Control, again, based on TPC technology, or TPC and Director used together. And slide 21 gives some of the functional comparisons between the various options. Obviously, with the built-in interface, you know, you've got the real ease of use and some base capability, but with the full TPC functionality, you can get into function like performance management, and monitoring and recovery automation and some more advanced capability. With Director and Storage Control, since it's based on the TPC basic functionality, you have a subset of, you know, additional storage management capabilities. And then, of course, you could use Director with TPC and kind of get all the capabilities for your more advanced clients' requirements. So the final slide I want to give is another dimension on kind of the importance of why we did this. When you look at, and I'm on slide 22 for those that are following along, when you look at competitors and what they offer, and we'll focus here on HP, they have tools that compete with both Director and TPC. On the Director side, it's called System Insight Manager, and on the TPC side, it's called Storage Essentials. They have also created integration between their two offerings. Their integration, however, only is kind of the full two products deployed and integrating those two together, kind of our second option of integrating TPC with Director, you know, the full TPC. So with storage control, we have the alternative option of having a single management server deployment with a single UI that gives you, you know, base storage management integrated capability with Director, and the option as a client's requirements grow to grow them into the full TPC as needed. So finally, we'll conclude on slide 23. This slide gives some pointers. This has got live links, so if you run it in screen show, to both the IBM internal sales kit and the business partner sales kit, again, for both Director and TPC, as well as if you want to get more additional detail, and we'll be putting out a demo soon, there's the Director Info Center, and then, of course, the external website for storage control. And, of course, that went live because it was launched at the same time as the big storage launch back in October. So with that, let me stop and pass it back to Tanya, who will open up the lines for questions. And, Tanya, I don't know if you need to say anything, but...
Thank you. At this time, we are ready for the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment.
So while we're waiting for questions, let me introduce the extended set of folks we have on the call that will be helping with questions. So we have John Connor, who's a peer of mine from the TPC team. He's the product manager for TPC. We have Dave Gimple, who is our architect for storage control within Director and the integration work we've done with the TPC team, and Sin Wang, who is the product manager and I think a more technical person on the Tivoli Productivity Center product side.
We do have a couple questions. Our first question, Ian Wright. Sir, you may ask your question.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. One thing that I wanted to find out is, somewhat direction related with this product. I think that this is a good step to take in providing central control, but I wonder how many customers are going to find value with it not reporting on performance. Is there any thought of possibly doing a more complete merge with the TPC mid-range edition product to give customers a real view of what's happening in their disk system as opposed to providing very high-level information such as storage control seems to now?
Sure. So, and I'm curious, what team you're from?
Oh, sorry, I'm a storage FTSS in the Mid-Atlantic territory.
Okay, and that question has actually come up on similar calls we've done on this topic. So it's a great question, and it is something that we're exploring. We're not at the point where we've committed to do it. You know, it's always hard when you do a first release of something that's very new. So we are looking for customer feedback as well as, you know, your feedback on what you think is valuable. But this is something that, we've talked about quite a bit. So it's, you know, pretty high up there on the list of consideration. But we haven't committed it yet to plan. But as you point out, it's probably something that would, you know, add a lot of value, especially for, you know, the mid-range clients that, you know, may seek this, you know, simpler, you know, single UI and the administrators are responsible across server and storage. So great question.
Good. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Steven Rael. Sir, your line is open.
Okay. Very good. Hey, Jeff, nice job on a great new capability. My question or comment relates to the storage managed endpoints where you talked about the Smith providers and that support. Can you say a few words about support for competitive storage arrays?
So I'll talk in general about competitive storage arrays and where we're headed, and then I'll ask Dave, our architect, to tell us what we're able to do today. It's our intent, as you all know, TPC supports EMC and HDS storage as well. We intend to exploit that capability and externalize it in the near future, and probably maybe to avoid a question we'll get soon, you probably saw on the supported devices, we didn't have XIV yet. So on our future, probably number one thing to do on the roadmap is XIV storage. Probably two, on kind of official declared support, we're going to leverage the TPC functionality to extend to support EMC, you know, in the not-too-distant future, eventually followed by HDS, probably in that order. And that'll be leveraging, you know, the actual TPC capability. But let me pass it to Dave, who can talk about what we can do with, you know, generic SMIS providers.
Thank you, Jeff. And as you're pointing out here, we are using for several of the IBM devices as well as the non-IBM devices, SMIS, sometimes called proxy or providers, as the communication path from director / TPC to the device itself. If you look at the DS3400, you know, or an LSI-type device, a similar SMIS provider is the technical conduit for managing the device. And with that said, if you also look at the TPC webpage, it would document specifically which level of the provider to be used. And then when you look at the IBM devices that we have listed for storage control, and then also correlate that with what TPC shows, you'd be able to determine which level of an EMC provider to do the discovery with, or use the technical vocabulary that you make. It's called a data source, and we create a data source, and we use that data source being the provider in order to communicate to the device. So this is actually something very viable if a customer wants to explore using this, as to also foreshadow where we're going here. We don't have any technical limitations within the storage control product to not use SMIS providers that we've not declared support for, which basically gives us forward enablement so that customers can explore and begin using those devices.
Very good. Thank you.
Our next question, Dave Remkes. Sir, your line is open.
Yeah. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking the time to pull this together. This is some pretty good information. I actually have two questions. First, on slide 16, you had mentioned that there is a upgrade price to move to the TPC family, and I wonder if we have been envisioning in that upgrade pricing to include some type of basic service offering to get a customer started with TPC, or if that would be strictly handled on a case-by-case basis during the sales cycle. And then the other question, I noticed that you made a lot of effort to talk about the use of IBM DB2 as a back end. With TPC, starting with version 4, we exposed a set of views to allow customers to do some additional custom reporting, and then certainly there will be some Cognos reporting out of TPC in the future. Does this offering include the ability for the customer to develop their own reports from the data that they acquire with Systems Director?
We don't exploit the TPC reporting functionality, but I will ask Dave if we're able to do some other things within the overall director framework. But back to your question on upgrade. So we do offer an upgrade price. I forget what the percentage was, but it's pretty close to keeping the client whole, so that, you know, a lot of their investment in the initial offer, you know, is preserved as they go to the TPC Basic. And then I should point out that, you know, once you're into TPC Basic, Then there's, you know, upgrade paths within the TPC family to, you know, anything else you want. That's what we provide, is that, you know, kind of transition. We don't offer any, you know, standard services if a client makes that move beyond, and I'll let John talk about, you know, things we do around TPC itself for a new client that, you know, is moving to TPC, and maybe those, you know, getting started services could be leveraged here.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So, Dave, we do have Tivoli Lab services available. They are for a fee. They're not, I think your request was to bundle them into TPC. That's something we continually look at, and fortunately the IBM systems make that hard to do, and usually the services are a one-off, unique per customer. But there are implementation services available. We also have something called a value pack for customers who already have TPC and may not be getting the most value out of it. It's something new we introduced this year. So there are services available. That bundled in and part of the package, though, is we're not there yet.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Our next question, Justin Doster. So your line is open.
Yes, thank you. On slide 17, you brought up the issue of migration from an existing database to the DB2 database if they weren't previously using it. I'm curious, what other major architectural decisions do we need to be thinking about when we're talking about customers relative to their existing implementation of Systems Director, and if they don't have an existing implementation Systems Director? And then also, when you do the implementation of this, what are the major factors that drive a lot of effort? Is it installing agents or multiple locations and data centers? Just sort of what some of those architectural challenges are.
All right. Well, I'll cover the basis, and then I'll give the hard questions to Dave. Again, if a customer already has Systems Director, they likely don't have 6.2.1 because it just GA'd this quarter as well. So a customer that, you know, wants to step up to this, if they were using DB2 already, then it's going to be a lot easier because any discovery and customizing they did, you know, won't be lost. If they were using a different database, then not only do they need to use the 6.2.1 version, but they would need to install, you know, the included DB2, the restricted license that we provide for that. That does, you know, lose, you know, we don't provide any migration support, so they would lose any discovery information, so they'd have to rediscover. If they had created, you know, I think they're called, I forget the name of them, but the actions you can put in place to automate some tasks, those would be lost as well. So there is some rework. We think for most of the target audience being smaller clients that's not going to be, you know, a really large effort, but there is that, you know, call it caveat associated with using this with clients that may have used different databases. Now, on the plus side, a lot of clients leveraged free database that Director supported called Derby, and Derby many clients find is not very scalable. So for many of them, switching to DB2 is actually a bonus. And in the past, we didn't offer restricted license. So of course, Derby was free, and so you know to keep costs down, many leveraged that. Now with this offering, they can get the DB2 restricted use license at no additional charge, so they could get, you know, some benefits that go along with the pain. And then I'll let Dave talk about, you know, other you know, kind of implications of getting a Director environment, you know, up and running if they're a new client.
Right. Thank you. From an environmental planning perspective, as we're illustrating here, it's the planning for Director 6.2.0. 6.2.1 is a update to 6.2.0. So in reality, it's the planning steps of, or the sequence of getting DB2 in place, installing Director 6.2.0, updating it to 6.2.1, and then placing storage control on it. So that sequence is the planning step that you'd want to orchestrate with the customer.
And then what about agents on your servers and those kind of things?
Right. So the next feature is more dependent upon the storage platform that you're managing. If we look at the DS8000, the SVC, and the new Storewise V7000, they have shifted to a native API or native management technique that is agentless. You basically let director or TPC manage the device directly, no agents required. And that's a benefit. That's a feature. You cut out the middleman, number one. But number two, it's also simpler to set up. You don't have to figure out yet another server to put this agent on in order to manage the device. When you look at a Brocade switch, a fiber channel switch, you'd still need to get their fabric agent and install it on whatever platform, you know, Windows, Linux, AIX, the customer may have in their environment. And then that becomes the data source, the management control path to manage the device. The other feature associated here is, let's say, Storewise V7000, we might be managing that device, but it might be hooked up, or there might be a power server, power CAC, consuming the lens from that device. There's also the installation of server-based agents, maybe within the AX or Power Linux partitions, collecting inventory from the VIOS, which then, you know, gives you the complete picture of the server storage come together. Coordinating or facilitating the installation of those agents is also a planning step that the customer would have to go through. Does that help?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question, Juan Perilla, so your line is open.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about this integration with TPC and, the migration from this the storage control into TPC Basic Edition. When I look at your chart, I forget the number, I don't have it in front of me right now, but you have the check marks of what the functionality between the two. And moving from the storage control into TPC Basic Edition looks like you basically lose functionality. You don't really gain much. So just wondering, you know, why the decision to go right into Basic Edition or why not, you know, into TPC for disk or something where you actually, you know, it may look like they're getting more value for the customer.
So I can answer that, and John may be able to provide additional insight. So, you know, our objective was to provide, targeting mid-market smaller clients was to provide integrated management, you know, functionality. And so and we wanted a very low entry price. So we chose to get started leveraging the TPC basic functionality, but in this, you know, integrated scenario. But then to also have the option to leverage the full TPC family and really kind of joining these families together. There was the question earlier on, you know, are we considering the TPC for disk MRE functionality? And you know, we are talking about that. Again, not committed, but the idea was to get that base integrated end-to-end management so that, you know, you could, you know, flow from topology views back and forth and, you know, understand the relationships and take actions on both your server and storage. And certainly, you know, you raise a good point, and it was raised earlier, you know, what about, you know, more advanced capability? And it is something that, you know, we'll look at. But I think with the integration between the full TPC and Director, we kind of have that today, but not with a single UI. And I think that's, you know, that's an alternative for clients. And I should point out on positioning that we wanted storage control to be a starting point for clients to grow into the full TPC family as well. So we didn't want it to be a complete alternative. So think about if you're engaging with a client and they're kind of not ready to make the maybe a TPC, you know, for disk decision, and but they need more than just the built-in user interface that comes with the storage array, and they've got IBM servers. Well, now you have something to offer them, you know, extremely low cost. They could start getting some value there. They'd be getting integrated value. If they did move to want to leverage the TPC for disk MRE, they still get integration through the directory user interface to, you know, do some of the integrated scenarios we talked about, while still being able to go into the TPC interface and, you know, monitor performance and do, you know, more advanced management from that dimension.
Okay. And when they order, you know, when they go to TPC, I don't see I don't see a lot of customers saying, "Oh, let me just add Basic Edition," which, you know, it's pretty cheap to begin with. But when they go to Basic Edition, you know, or TPC for disk, they have to still install the SSPC and get a separate server and get that all set up, or can that coexist with the actual systems director?
It can coexist, and really the intent of the basic license upgrade was not so much to get them to basic. It was really to get them a foot in the door with the TPC family. And so if, let's say, they really wanted to go to TPC for disk mid-range edition, I don't think any client would want to go from just storage control to basic. So if we implied that, that was probably a mistake or, you know, a miscommunication on our part. The intent was really because TPC Basic has the same pricing model as storage control, it was to provide that, you know, mini step into the TPC family. From TPC Basic, I think you can get an upgrade to TPC for disk mid-range or TPC standard that leverages that expense. So it was a way just to help transition into the TPC family.
Okay.
So it was really for licensing purposes, not for, you know, I don't think anybody would, you know, use this and then use TPC Basic, because there just wouldn't be enough additional functionality there.
And this is John. You know, as Jeff said, this is a new paradigm for us. So as we just see how this gains traction in the market, and so we could always come out with different upgrade scenarios, but that's
yep.
how we felt the best way to start is as Jeff laid it out.
Great, thanks.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our last question, Ron Reife. Sir, your line is open.
Hey, Jeff. It's Ron Reife.
Hey.
So I didn't want to ask a question. I just wanted to offer a thought all the way back up at the very first question that was asked about performance management. It seems like some of the questions have sort of come from a thought that you're in an either-or situation. I just want to make sure folks understood that it's not either-or. If you start with systems director storage control, what you're really getting is a whole lot of nice integration between storage function and server network function. And that set of integration can exist whether you're getting it through the storage control plugin or through director integration with a proper TPC license. So if your client is starting with director storage control and they really like the functionality they're getting and they want to add performance management, you can add, through these upgrades we've talked about, a TPC for disk mid-range edition license in order to give them that performance management. Now, it will be in a different graphical interface. You'll be introducing the TPC GUI in order to get that performance information. But when you do that, you don't lose any of the director storage control capability that you had. You still have the nice GUI integration between you know, director and the new storage function that has been integrated in. You just now added performance management in TPC for this mid-range edition.
Yep.
So, you know, don't think of them as either ors. Think of them as upgrades and extensions, and don't tell your customer, oh, gee, we don't have performance management, because we do. It'll show up in a different GUI, but you can do both together simply by buying the license, the proper license for TPC disk mid-range edition or TPC standard edition.
And in fact, you know, one way to even turn this, you know, on its head is you may be engaging with a client on TPC for disk mid-range edition, and you know, compared to, you know, last quarter, where, you know, all you were doing is talking about was TPC for disk mid-range edition and storage. If the client is using IBM servers and, you know, considering or already using Director, you now have another value element to add in that TPC for disk mid-range edition now integrates with Director. And, of course, you know, as you do that integration, you know, you help a client become, you know, more entangled in IBM, you know, value and, you know, control points. So it's a good thing to do overall, because as they, you know, use these more and more together, they'll get more and more value, and they'll be, you know, less inclined to bring in HP servers and System Insight Manager and, you know, have the HP guys talking about storage essentials and competition. So you actually have more value to talk about, you know, in a pure TPC discussion if the client, you know, is already using Director or has IBM servers and would consider using Director. So using the two together is a great value proposition. So we're probably not getting too many more questions. I did allude to, and as soon as it gets published, we'll get the information out. But we are working on a replayable, you know, canned demo that can help, you know, not only yourselves kind of see the user interaction, but also something to leverage with clients. It'll be placed on the Director Info Center. That was on slide 23. The first version of that will just be a Director and storage control. We'd like to follow it up with a Director and TPC together as well. So just something that's coming before the end of the year. So with that, I guess turn it back over to Tanya or Danita.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.